Rural boomin'. Authorities in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh say at least 17 people have died and dozens are reported missing after days of heavy rains. The state has been struck by intense torrents since Thursday, sparking massive floods in at least 5 districts. Police say the death toll rose to 17 on Friday night after 3 people were killed when a building collapsed. Rescue teams have been deployed to worst-hit districts, while authorities have evacuated hundreds to shelters. But overflowing dams have caused more flooding, leaving hundreds of villages marooned and many residents stuck in their homes. Andhra Pradesh is the third state to be hit by incessant monsoon rains in India recently. Police opened fire on protesters and 7 people were injured in rioting that erupted in downtown Rotterdam around a demonstration against COVID-19 restrictions. The Dutch city's mayor called it an orgy of violence. He told reporters in the early hours of Saturday morning that on a number of occasions, the police felt it necessary to draw their weapons to defend themselves, as rioters ran rampage through the port city's central shopping district, setting fires and throwing rocks and fireworks at officers. A number of police officers also were injured in the violence, and officers arrested dozens of people and expect to arrest more after studying video footage from security cameras. Mexican authorities discovered more than 400 migrants transiting the country in the back of 2 semi-trailers on Friday, not far from where 2 migrant caravans were more visibly and slowly making their way north. The migrants were held by authorities in a walled yard until federal immigration agents could retrieve them. This is VOA News. America's top defense official vowed Saturday to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and to counter its dangerous use of suicide drones in the wider Mideast. A pledge coming as negotiations remain stalled over Tehran's tattered atomic deal with world powers. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's comments in Bahrain at the annual Manama dialogue appeared aimed at reassuring America's Gulf Arab allies as the Biden administration tries to revive the nuclear deal, which limited Iran's enrichment of uranium in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. His remarks also come after Gulf sheikhdoms saw the U.S.'s chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, raising concerns about America's commitment to the region, as defense officials say they want to pivot forces to counter perceived challenges from China and Russia. The buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine has left U.S. officials perplexed. Some Republican lawmakers have been pressing the Biden administration to step up military support for Ukraine, but that risks turning what may be mere muscle flexing by Russian President Vladimir Putin into a full-blown confrontation that only adds to the peril for Ukraine and could trigger an energy crisis in Europe. This is what experts are saying. But a weak U.S. response could embolden Putin to take more aggressive steps against Ukraine. As fears grow, he could try to take more of its territory, and it could cause more political damage for U.S. President Joe Biden at a time when his popularity is dropping. Thousands of Afghans have applied for temporary admission into the U.S. for humanitarian reasons, but few have been approved since the Taliban recaptured control of their homeland. Federal immigration officials say more than 28,000 Afghans have applied for what's known as humanitarian parole, but only about 100 of them have been approved. Afghan families in the U.S. and immigrant groups supporting them say the slow pace threatens the safety of their loved ones who face an uncertain future under the hardline Islamic government. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which administers the program, says it's stepping up staffing to address the growing backlog. And Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has called on the U.S. to respect his country's electoral system ahead of this weekend's regional elections. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.